Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
That time of the week to have a look at the AFL matches for this round, which is round 13. Of course, it started last night with a big win to the Power over the Western Bulldogs. We'll also have a look at the racing in Melbourne tomorrow at Moonee Valley for Cottontail Wines and Investment and Insurance Advisory Centre. Peter Crackers Keenan.
How are we doing, Crackers?
Not bad. Very cold down here. You wouldn't have a caravan park for sale. I think Lukey Beveridge might have had a new job after last night. You couldn't believe that they won the premiership in 2016 and fitting, and they looked like second raters last night.
A bit average.
Oh, terrible.
Well, you'd know average, mate. You barrack for Carlton, so you'd know average.
Yeah. That's so below par.
So I was disappointed because if Carlton was playing Western Bulldogs, we'd be in with a shot.
I don't think so.
Well, looks like Essendon are into Mitch Wallace. A nice kid, too slow. Lovely kid. I know his dad and I know him very well, but he just doesn't run from contest to contest. They've got to put him down forward. But anyway, what I'd be doing if I was the Lukey Beveridge, yeah. I think I'd be ringing up Jerry and say, I'm coming up for a weekend.
Yeah.
Just out there, a bit of comfort food, and then I'd go and see Tracy and the gang and Rowan and just sort of say, look, I don't know if I'm going to be coaching that long, but here's me money.
Yeah, yeah. Investment and Insurance Advisory Centre. You should give them a call on 6921 3512 and organise their finances, particularly in the lead up to the end of the financial
couple
year.
Of weeks to go.
Yeah. And Gary Perch taking over. Have a chat, we used to call him. Lee Matthews and myself, when we were coaching at Collingwood. He used to walk up, can I have a chat? So we called him, have a chat.
he's the new CEO at Melbourne.
There was a few people, and Josh Marnie was in for it. Simon Lefleen was into it.
Okay.
And he was a bit keen to go there, but anyway, didn't get there. So Gary Pert. I had a talk to Alan Richardson during the week. The guy coached him for a fair while. And I hate it when they start crying.
How's his head space coaching the Saints?
Anyway, he's a lovely bloke, probably too nice.
Yeah, lovely blokes don't necessarily make great coaches. So.
No, like Mick Maltese is a lovely bloke.
Is he?
Sort of. Oh, well, you know, Nanette thinks so. We better get stuck into it.
Yes, let's get into it. We've got a big game tonight.
Oh, yes, Sydney and West. Actually, is a big game.
Yeah, 1-3 on the ladder v1. And, of course, the Eagles, the only team that's beaten them this year, is Sydney.
Sydney up there, and I reckon I'll get them again. I watched Sydney last week. St Kilda just didn't try. Well, they were just too nice. No one wanted to get hurt. No one wanted to tackle. No one nothing. And the Sydney were just clinical and buddy kicked four. Sydney will get them.
Yeah. We go from the match of the round, 3-1, to this on Saturday afternoon, 18-13. It don't get much more better than that.
Oh, how good is this?
No, ladies, bring a plate.
Carlton and Fremantle.
Oh, God. I wonder what Gil McLaughlin will say about this. It's an interesting game, the young people making their way in football. They need it, say. Oh, Fremantle will probably win it. Roof will be closed.
Now, wait, hang on. If you thought 18-13 was great, the next one, 15-16.
Gold Coast and Kilda.
They're paying Tom Lynch to stay out there. I want to come off. No, you've got to stay there. We help helping this. Oh, look, St Kilda were terrible last week. They were just shocking. I'll tip Gold Coast, but it could be a nil or draw.
I'll tell you what, they're not very loyal, the Gold Coast fans. We were there a couple of weeks ago for the Geelong game, and as soon as it was heading into the second quarter when it was over, they just left.
They left.
And they gave away that many free tickets to the game. It was the stadium had nobody in it by the end. It was a bit embarrassing, actually.
The Queensland, they've tipped hundreds of millions of dollars into that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it costs you about $35 million a year to run a club. And they've been going for 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 years now.
I think what frustrated me at Metricon, which is a great stadium, by the way, very hard to get into. The ticketing needs a bit of work. But we couldn't get a ticket because they said, the game's a sellout. When we got in there,
it was empty.
There's all these vacant chairs.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hawthorn and Adelaide.
It'll be a good game, this. I'm going to have a look at this. Adelaide, I think there's a few question marks over them. Hawthorn will beat them. Get the money.
Here's the big one, though.
On Sunday, what's happening in your family?
Geelong
and Richmond.
Tickets if you want them.
So who will have bragging rights at the Potts household?
Ooh, yeah, it'll be interesting, Narelle. Get your own tea.
That's just a normal night, Crackers.
Oh, here's a roast for you. Richmond by 10. I'm going to tip Richmond to beat them.
But
the little master's back, isn't he?
Yes, Dusty's back.
Dusty's back, but the little master last week, he said, I'm 34 years of age, but I still know how to play football. I'm an ablet.
He goes all right, doesn't he?
Right. I'd retired at 34. Well, they'd retired me.
All right, we'll put Crackers tips for the football up on the Facebook page during the course of the morning, everybody. Let's have a look at the races tomorrow at Moonee Valley.
It's going to be a very cold day. Race 2, horse 5, Linguist. Matty Allerton, Simon Zara. I was out with Harry White and Mick Magan and Tom Hughes, and one of the boys appeared yesterday and said, we'll go very well at the Valley, Linguist, one of the strappers. So there you go.
All right, so race 2, horse 5.
Yeah, we'll whack the 50 on that.
Okay.
Get the money there.
The 50 goes on Linguist. Right.
Yeah. Race 4, horse 2, Freddie Kersley. Can ride this kid.
Yep.
Son of Gavin Eads.
Yeah.
King River. Race 4, horse 2, yes. John Price from Western Australia. You saw this thing down at Warrnambool, didn't you? Yeah. Race 5, horse 3, Innkeeper.
Yeah, it goes all right.
Yeah, just, Linda.
Just goes all right. She goes all right too, I tell you.
She's the best female jockey in Australia.
Yeah.
She'll get the money. And race 8, horse 6, My Nordic Hero. C. Weller, M. Walker. A bit strange, M. Walker, but Ken Ryan. Anybody does that shimmy in front of his face every time he wins a race.
All right, we'll put Crackers tips for the races up on the Facebook page during the course of the day as well, mate. All right, have a great weekend. We will catch you next Friday.
No worries, boys. See you.
Thanks,
see
mate.
Crackers.
Peter Crackers, Keenan, everybody. Thanks to Cottontail Wine and Investment and Insurance Advisory Centre.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.